Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing wrong things, been messing with my head for true corruption. Release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I hear Mom. Are you by yourself?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Is this Sister Shirley?
Yes. Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Good evening. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. I have Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Good evening. Good evening.
Auntie Dot? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with this number. Last four digits are 4361.
That's me. Stacy.
Oh, okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, and we have Auntie Janet.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, all right, Mom, you want to pick up reading in Leviticus 18? While we await for others to join in.
Okay. Starting at the first verse, the Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, I am the Lord your God. You must not do as they do in Egypt, where you used to live, and you must not do as they do in the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you. Do not follow their practice. You must obey my law and be careful to follow my decree. I am the Lord your God. Keep my decree and law, for the man who obeys them will live by them. I am the Lord. No one is to approach any close relative to have sexual relations. I am the Lord. Do not dishonor your father by having sexual relations with your mother. She is your mother. Do not have relation with her. Do not have sexual relations with your father." I'm reading out of the International Bible, okay?
Amen.
Do not have sexual relations with your father's wife. That will dishonor your father. Do not have sexual relations with your sister, either your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, whether she was born in the same home or elsewhere. Do not have sex relation with your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter that would honor you. Do not have sex relation with your daughter of your father, wife, born to your father. She is your sister. Do not have sex relation with your father's sister. She is your father's closer relative. Do not have sex relation with your mother's sister, because she is your mother's close relative. Do not dishonor your father, brother, by approaching his wife to have sex relations. She is your aunt. Do not have sex relations with your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. Do not have relations with her. Do not have sex relations with your brother's wife. That would dishonor your brother. Do not have sex relations with both a woman and her daughter do not have sex relations with either her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter. They are her closest relative. That is weakness. Do not take your wife's sister as a rival wife and have sex relations with her while your wife is living. Do not approach a woman to have sex relations during the uncleanness of her monthly period. Do not have sex relations with your neighbor wife and defile yourself with her. Do not give any of your children to be sacrificed to Molech, for you must not profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Do not lie with a man as one lie with a woman. That is detectable. Do not have sex relations with any animal or defile yourself with it. A woman must not present herself to an animal to have sex relations with it. That is a perversion. Do not defy yourself in any of these ways, because this is how the nation that I am going to drive out before you became defiled. Even the land was defiled, so I punished it for its sin, and the land vomited out its inhabitants. But you must keep my decree and my law. The nation, the native born and the alien live among you must not do any of these detestable things, for all these things were done by the people who lived in the land before you, and the land became defiled. And if you defile the land, it will vomit you out as it vomited out the nation that was before you. Everyone who does any of these detestable things, such person must be cut off from their people. Keep my requirement and do not follow any of the detestable custom that was practiced before you came, and do not defy yourself with them. I am the Lord your God. Amen. I read the whole entire chapter of Leviticus 18.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you for that reading, Mom. And we did have several callers to join us. I recognize Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, I'm going to have to read off the next couple of numbers, and you just let me know.
Amen.
Is that 5168? Okay, we got Brother Daniel online.
Amen.
Okay, I have another number ending in 0872.
Carol and Auntie Dot.
Amen.
Kira and Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Amen. Full house tonight.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. Okay, I'll do a roll call. If I miss anyone, please let me know. I have Mom, Sister Shirley, Auntie Carrie, Stacy, Auntie Dot, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Daniel, and Kira.
Yeah.
Did I miss anyone? I'm sorry.
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening, for this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Angela's at her book club meeting tonight, and may God bless her meeting. Loretta will be your host. Amen?
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. Father God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart. Renew our mind in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless the hearers and doers of this prayer line. And we ask that you lead and guide us so that we could be more like Jesus. For he is our light throughout this dark world. Father God, we thank you for your unconditional love. And we desperately pray for world peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask that you remove anything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight, and we ask that you bless the ones that could not be with us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we'll get started with our program, and let's see. I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading Psalm 1.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinner, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is the law of the Lord. And in this law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whosoever does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteousness, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Okay, thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. And I do have to go back to Stacy. We're so glad that you joined us. Are you feeling better?
Nuna Bremen, please, Tyler.
Okay, Stacy, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will be reading 28:7 through 8.
Amen.
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 The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song praise the Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for the Lord today.
Did I lose her?
I don't hear. I didn't hear.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, we can now.
Yeah.
You may make
The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him. He helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Stacy. And I do believe we have another caller. Is this Auntie Marie?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Boy, you talk about a full house tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Stacy. My heart trusts in him. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Sister Shirley, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Well, I had planned to read Psalms 1, and Sister Carrie read that, so I'll just pass.
Praise God. Okay, thank you, Sister Shirley. Next, I go to Daniel. Welcome. We welcome you with open arms and heart. Have any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
I wanted to pass just participate, you know.
You're a listener tonight.
I see a passage in Psalm, I can't hardly see, Psalm 52, verse 1 and 2. Truly my heart winteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I should not greatly be moved. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Daniel, out of Psalms 52. Next, I'll go to Kira. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I have.
Okay, all right. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Philemon. Okay, I'm doing the first chapter.
Amen.
I'm writing to all of God's holy people in Philippi who belong to Christ Jesus, including the elders and the deacons. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make my request for all of you with joy. For you have been my partner in spreading the good news about Christ from time you first heard it until now. And I'm certain that God, who began a good work within you, will continue his work until it is finished on the day when Christ Jesus will return. So it is right that I should feel as I do about all of you. For you have a special place in my heart. You share with me the special favor of God, both in imprisonment and in defense, and in confirming the truth of the good news. God knows how much I love you and long for you with a tender compassion of Jesus Christ. I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. For I want you to understand what really matters so that you may live pure and blameless until the day of Christ's return. May you always be filled with the fruit of salvation, the righteous character, produced in your life by Jesus Christ, for this will bring much glory and praises to God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Philemon.
Philippians.
Philippians.
Yeah.
I'm still in Simone. I know I couldn't find it.
No, she said it, but she meant Philippians.
Yeah.
All right.
Got it.
Amen.
Yeah, she did say Philemon, but she changed it to Philippians.
No, I didn't mean him that.
That's fine.
Amen. Oh, thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see, Auntie Marie, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. We're coming from Romans, the 6th chapter, starting at the first verse. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead in sin live any longer within? Know ye not that many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized unto his death. Therefore we are buried him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was risen up from the dead, the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in the newness life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen. Okay, where that reading came from, Auntie Marie?
Romans, the 6th chapter.
Romans?
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Let's see. Mom, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Romans 8. Started at the
at a new
24th verse. Can you hear me? I'm
yes,
coming
ma'am.
Out of Romans 8, starting at the 26th verse. Likewise, the Spirit also help our immediately, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make it uncertain for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the calling according to his purpose, for whom he did for knowing. He also did first premeditate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Moreover, when he did predestinate them, he made call it, and one that he called, and whom he called, then he also justified, and whom he justified, then he also glorified. What shall we do then? Say to these things, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that appeared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that commanded? It is Christ that died, yet rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Christ. Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecuted, or famine, or nakedness, or perilous, or sword? As it is written, for the sake that we are killed it all the day long, we are accountable as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, not neither, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. All right. Mom, thank you for that reading out of Romans 8. Next, I go to Auntie Janet. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from 31 Days of Praise, Day 26. Father, I praise you that Jesus is victor over Satan and all his evil powers, that he triumphed over them through the cross and resurrection, and that you have highly exalted him. You've given him portion infinitely superior to other powers and authorities, a name that stands far above all other names that would ever be used, and an amazing grace. You have raised us up and enthroned us with him in the heavenly realms. Oh, Lord God, how we praise you that we need not strive toward a possible victory, but we live from a position of victory already won, that he who is in us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is greater than he who is in the world, that although Satan is powerful, he cannot prevail against the blood of the Lamb and the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you that Satan must retreat before the name, and that before your word, the living and powerful sword of the Spirit, and that in the end he will be cast down into everlasting defeat. We thank you, Lord, that you said in Isaiah, those who hopefully wait for me will not be put to shame. Even the captive of the mighty man will be taken away, and the prey of the tyrant will be rescued. For I will contend with the one who contends with you. I will save your son. I praise you, Lord God, that we can count on you and do this in our spiritual warfare, and that through you we shall do valiantly, for you will trample down our enemies. Rome 8:31 says, has already been said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. The Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of the 41 Days of Prayer. Let's see here. I'm trying to pull Auntie Dot. Oh, Hold on just a second. Okay, Auntie Dot.
Okay, Psalm 134. Bless the Lord. Behold, bless the Lord, all the servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Okay, that concludes our first round. And if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-ins, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you lift our sick and shut-ins up in a mighty way, so that others may see the goodness of you working. For we ask that you activate the Holy Spirit in Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Willie, Auntie Betty, the Wells family, the Verner family, the Hurd family, the Williams family, Reverend Allen family, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Marie, Stacy, Carlos, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Marianne and family, Ruth Edwards, Eric, Brian, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Dorita and Jesse Verner, Lenny and family, DeBoyer's family, Rossiter and family, Eileen Holiday, Sister Shirley and family, Marilyn and family, Miss D, Desert Kendrick, the Moody family, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we pray for the Holy Spirit to move through our sick and shut-in like a raging storm, to make us whole again and give us the strength so that we may continue our walk with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we know by his stripes we are healed. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Take me off that list. I'm okay. I thought I threw you out of that list.
Okay, we're going to go right into our birthday, and this is for the week of March 26th through April 1st. Any birthdays we need to recognize for that week? Okay, well, we know somewhere someone's birthday within that week. And I would ask Kira to do the honor to sing the birthday song for us.
Sure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear everyone. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, happy birthday.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Kira.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And many, many more. Amen. Now we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or more Bible verses. And I will start with Sister Shirley. Can't say anybody's still in this one.
All right.
I'm getting you first.
All right.
Amen.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gained I count the contempt on all my pride. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Sister Shirley came out punching, guys. All right. All right. Okay. All right. I'm moving right along here. Auntie Marie, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Amen. Okay. Let's see here. Stacy, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Jesus, family, God.
I will be doing a child prayer.
A prayer?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have given me, and thank you for your son that gave us liberty. We know his name, Jesus, the one who died for me, our blessed Savior. His blood has set us free. Please forgive us of all our trespasses and wash all our sins away. Fill us with your Spirit and lead us every day. Please bless all our family. They mean so much to me. Don't forget our teachers. They need a blessing, too, for teaching us to read and all the things they do. The friends we have right now and the ones we don't yet, bless them every day and everywhere they go. Teach us to love everyone the same and never tell a lie, curse, guilt, or blame. We will be careful in whatever we do. We want our lives to honor to you. We love you. We know you love us, too. Please keep us safe this whole day through. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. What a beautiful prayer. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Stacy, for that reading. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, any praise report testimony?
Okay.
Okay. Amen. Auntie Carrie, any praise report testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I was gonna try to sing this song, but Sister Shirley's song. So
get out of here! God is moving tonight. Next time y'all do a duet for us.
Take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me on. Let me stand. I am tired. I am weak. I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on. Amen.
Amen. Precious Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for that song. All right. Let's see. Moving right along. Let's see here. Daniel, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Hey, man, somebody stole my first song.
Hallelujah.
Hey, man, God is moving tonight.
Well, get out of here.
God been good through all our tribulations in life, and he's still good, you know.
Amen.
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 Thank
the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
It's me. Hey, hallelujah.
Yes,
yeah,
Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that song, Daniel, sharing with us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we welcome you back again and again. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's see here. Auntie Betty, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. It says the final word, be strong in the Lord and in the power, in his mighty power. Put on all the God armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the strategy of the devil. For we fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authority and unseen world, against mighty power in this dark world, and against evil power in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God, righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that come from God, good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrow of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray for me, too. Ask God to give me the right word so I can boldly explain God's mystery plan, that the good news is for the Jews and Gentiles alike. I am in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. And I must share this at this time. When I was looking for a closing prayer, Aunt Betty, you just took the whole story. God is just so good. I tell you, he is working in this prayer line. There's a spirit in this room. Amen. Amen. There's a spirit on this phone, and I'm going to put my name on it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay, Mom. Any praise report, testimony song, a poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Act 9:1-8. And it says, choosing lane. There are many ways, there is the way. The question is, which way shall we take? Life is like a highway with multiple lanes, headed north, south, east, and west. People from all walks of life travel in different lanes on the same highway. Traveling often discovered of this, their surprise that they are in a lane that exists, that exits in a side road or crossroad
cross over road, they have to change lane quickly in order to stay on course and reach their destination. Paul was on the Moxie Road when he changed lane. He changed from the narrow ligament of Judaism to the covenant of grace and of Christian faith. He changed from the lane of prejudice, bigotry, and oppression to the lane of liberty, freedom in Jesus Christ. All of us are traveling on life highway as encounter with Jesus Christ enables us to change lanes. When we enter the right lane, we are assured of a joyful journey. It is a special expression lane, which, if followed, enable us to fulfill the divine design. Changing lane to get to the kingdom involves decision, determinant, and destiny. Every day we make choices that affect our journey. Every day we need the guidance of the King of the Road. He meets us on his holy highway, and a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk in that way. And you can all this come out of Acts 9:1-8, and it also in Isaiah 35. But I do have a little praise report. I just want to thank all my sisters and brother and my cousin and all that was able to go to my aunt's funeral on yesterday. And sorry I couldn't make it, but I'm glad they was able to go and to honor her because she was a beautiful aunt. I love her so much. Amen.
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 Amen. The Lord.
Amen.
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 That's good.
Thank you, Mom, for sharing that with us. And let's see here. Auntie Janet, any praise report, song, poem, testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share From the Name of God by Marilyn Hickey. The name I'd like to share tonight is Jehovah Rapha, R-O-P-H-E. Uh-huh. Jesus is your Jehovah Rapha. He has healing for you. He has healing from sin, backsliding, physical ailment, heart wounds, rejection, and everything. No matter what sort of affliction may be trying to attack you, you can bring forth the healing of Jehovah Rapha. He never changes. He's the same today as he was when the children of Israel knew him as the Lord, our help. He has wonderful healing for you, too. Have you received the Lord, your help? These are the words from our Savior. For I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of thy wounds, said the Lord. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wounds. And Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. And the spirit and the bride says, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. The Lord is telling us today, and I'd like to share with us, that he is still in the healing business.
and we can receive him as our Jehovah Rapha. Anytime we cry out to him, Lord God, you are healer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. And let's see, I'm retracking. Mom mentioned to me earlier this week about Donna Reed, and if we would just take a moment out, just silent, to show our respect for family.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And may
amen.
God continue to bless the family. Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Okay, there's a, one thing I would like to discuss. We have Easter coming up in 2 weeks, April the 9th. And I just wanted to know if you wanted to hold a prayer service that night, or do we want to pass? Okay, let's see here. I know it's a couple of weeks away, but, Mom, what are you feeling? Yes or no?
Well, it's whatever the majority say.
Majority? Auntie Carrie?
It doesn't make a difference with me. I'll be home.
Okay, Auntie Janet?
But I know we'll be busy. We'll be away.
Be away. Okay,
yeah.
One more. Auntie Betty.
Mm-hmm.
How
well,
you feel?
I don't know, darling.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Mom, did Angela show up?
No, she hadn't showed up yet.
Uh-huh. Okay, well. I'm sorry?
I said we can discuss it next week. We'll know more about it.
Okay, so that's something that will be on our mind for the week, and we can discuss it then. The only reason I brought it up this week so we can share the resurrection of Jesus next week, just in case we don't follow through for Easter. But we can do it that week, too. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Taking our day out with the Lord.
Coming up to the first Sunday. Is Easter the first week in April?
No, it's the second week, Amy.
It's the second week in April.
Okay.
Second Sunday.
First Sunday.
Yes.
Palm Sunday.
That was
Palm Sunday. I know I'll be out of town on the first
Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So is there anything anyone else would like to share before I say the closing prayer?
Yes, let us not forget about Hubert. Let us all pray deeply for him.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
He's still my son.
Yes,
yes
he
yes.
always be.
Yeah.
Amen. Special prayer for Hubert. Amen. Amen. May God take over his body, mind, and soul. In Jesus'
praise
name.
Lord.
He gets through all his tribulations.
Amen. Amen,
amen,
amen. Amen. Everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, for you promised to lead us into victory in every area of our life. Father God, we thank you for this day and for the prayer line. And we thank you for a new opportunity to experience increase and victory. Teach us how to think like you and for us to see ourselves the way that you see us so we can experience all that you have in store for us. Father God, we are praying for the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, to lead and guide us into all truth. Help us to honor you in all that you do this week. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nelly family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that that was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And, boy, we had a lot shared tonight. We had Mom coming out of Romans as well as Auntie Marie coming out of Romans 8. Sister Shirley and Auntie Carrie, God had you guys on the same page. We praise you. Amen, amen, amen. The beautiful songs you shared with us. And Auntie Dot, we thank you for sharing with us out of Psalms 131. Bless the Lord who made us. And Stacy shared with us, my heart trusts in him. And she followed up with the thank you prayer, which was a beautiful prayer. We thank you, Stacy, for that prayer. Amen, amen. And we had Auntie Janet to come to us out of the 41 days of praise. And for the name of Jehovah Rapha, which is about complete healing. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Auntie Betty came to us out of Philippians, and may God give you peace and joy. Follow up with Ephesians, put on your full suit of armor.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes.
Daniel shared with us out of Psalms 52. He is our rock. God is good. Is me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kira shared with us a beautiful birthday song, and I just want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. And use some of those scriptures out of the book to help you through your busy week. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your week. And we promise to put on our full suit of armor to resist the enemy's attack. And remember to put God first in all that you do. And he will direct your path. And you know that may God bless everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a blessed week. We love you, and good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Love you.
Love you.
Love all.
Amen.
Love you all. Have a blessed evening. Heavenly Father, this is from the Nellis family. We thank you for making us strong through adversity. And we thank you because you are faithful to us. We can be faithful to you. Give us the wisdom to make the right decision today and always. May everyone have a blessed day.